This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Not the Yankees day, and that puts it mildly. 18-2 the final at Dodger Stadium. Yankees have dropped this series, much anticipated series, ahead of the series finale. Got to keep perspective as well. It's May 31st. It's June 1st tomorrow. But everyone was hyped up for this weekend, rightfully so, in a barometer, and it doesn't take away the sting and the bite from seeing the Dodgers just run up the score 18-2, and especially what happened last night. Looking to bounce back from that, Yankees did not, with that game in grasp with Max Fried. It slipped away and translates to 18-2. Yankees lose today in L.A. So this started with Will Warren, part of our Yankees rewind, looking to wrap up just a masterful month of May. His last four starts into this one, 5 walks and 33 strikeouts to the tune of a 2.05 ERA. This was not his day. Landon Knack, control pitcher for the Dodgers, going. He represented the other part of the pitching matchup. And no one hits his changeup. They hit everything else, but not his changeup. And he had that changeup working today. Right after a wild start, Knack, 6 straight out of the zone to start this game. A 4-pitch walk to Trent Grisham. Then Judge in the driver's seat, 2-0. But Knack rallied back with a couple of strikes and then went to his bread and butter, the changeup, to start to refine it.
And here comes the 2-2 to Judge. The pitch, swung on, hit down to third baseman. That is Muncy over to second for one. The first double play around the horn. They go. 5-4-3, two down.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Exactly what Knack and the Dodgers needed. That wiped the bases clean. And then Bellinger on that same Knack changeup off the end of the bat, out in front. Fly ball to right, top of the first inning. Done. And the Dodgers bottom of the first inning against the rolling Will Warren. Well, not rolling anymore. Shohei Ohtani took ball one outside, then got a sweeper hanging, clocked it into right field for the first of 21 base hits for the Dodgers today. Warren did strike out Teoscar Hernandez on a fastball in, but Freddie Freeman jumped him. Think we've seen enough of this guy? Another beautiful opposite field swing. Base hit, 2 on, 1 out for Will Smith, who wasted no time for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Will Smith, right-hand hitter, line drive, right field. Ohtani flying around third. Hale's going to score. Freddie Freeman slides into third safely, sliding into second safely as Will Smith. Dodgers on the board.
That is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And Bellinger launching that throw to third, looking to nab Freeman. That allowed Smith to take second, so not only a big early hit, but a big advance as our turning point, and made it second and third, one out, and Warren fell behind Max Muncy 2-1.
Here's a 2-1 to Muncy with a couple of men aboard and one out. The pitch. Swing on, hit up the middle, base hit. Goes right over the plate. Coming in to score, Freeman, moving up 90 feet, is Will Smith, 2-0 L.A., and the contact is heavy.
And Dodgers' perfect approach against Warren, forcing him to come in to them and scorching every mistake. And Andy Páez, hero last night, same approach after the Muncy RBI single. First and third, one out, and Páez battled Warren 9 pitches. Foul ball after foul ball, a 9-pitch walk. Low to the bases, and Michael Conforto pulled a 2-2 curveball deep to right for a sacrifice fly. Bellinger did run it down, but Smith glided home. Muncy tagged to third, 3-0 L.A. And two out, but still a first and third chance for Tommy Edman. And Warren, ball one again on his 30th pitch of the inning after the ball one. Had to come in with a changeup.
This is the 1-0 to Tommy. And a pitch. Swing on, hit down to third. Off the glove of Vivas in the short left field. Muncy scores, digging for third and getting there, standing up is Páez. And on the second is Tommy Edman. And the Dodgers now have a 4-0 first inning lead, and the ninth man is about to come to the plate.
Nightmarish inning, didn't get any better, and Warren couldn't re-find it against a 9-hitter. Hyesung Kim fell behind 3-0, rallied to 3-2, then missed way up high. Ball four, reloaded the bases, and Shohei Ohtani, I put him up at the plate for the second time in the inning, 10th batter. To the plate, bases juice. Warren did strike him out, averted a further disastrous scenario. But the Dodgers, 4 runs on 5 hits of Warren, a 39-pitch first inning. Knack top 2, middle third of the order for the Yanks. Easy shutdown inning for Knack. This is when you sense this just probably wouldn't be the Yankees' day when they didn't chip away there. Bottom of the second, Warren a chance to work through things, trailing 4-0. Things kept snowballing, though. He was 2-2 on Hernandez. A pitch clock violation ran to count full. Then Warren missed way outside with the sweeper, his third walk, a leadoff walk, and then couldn't find the zone against Freeman. Back-to-back walks to start the second inning, and the next batter, Will Smith, bounced to short. Yankees nearly turned a 6-4-3 double play, but on replay review, Smith beat it out. So runners at the corners, one away, and Max Muncy, who banged an RBI single in the first inning, he took a first-pitch changeup low, and then Muncy got that same changeup, this time in a spot he liked for today's electrifying drive of the game.
The Yankees have not seen more. The 7, 8, 9 hitters have not had a chance. Here's a high fly ball drilled deep to left. Long run, Grisham on the track, and look it up, and it's gone. It is gone. Max Muncy with a 3-run shot to blow this game wide open in the second inning. It's 7-0 Dodgers.
Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. And that was it. Yankees gave Warren every chance possible to work through this. But Ohtani, for a second time with the bases loaded and 4 runs in the first inning, that already maybe seemed like too much. He got Ohtani, and they gave him every chance in the second inning. The back-to-back walks, a pitch clock violation, the 3-run homer by Muncy, and that was it. He was pulled for the lefty, Brent Hedrick. Inning in a third for Warren, 6 hits, 7 runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts on 57 pitches. After all the brilliance in the month of May, sort of wiped aside by this Dodgers outing, but Warren will have every chance to bounce back after this. Hedrick, he got Páez to fly to left for the second out of the inning, but then Hedrick walked Michael Conforto left on left. Yankees awfully too careful with Conforto these first two games. A 2-out base runner, and Tommy Edman dug in, fresh off his RBI double in the first inning, which played to the 4th run against Warren, while Edman getting greedy in the second inning.
Here comes the 0-1 Edman, batting right-handed, and he lines one down the left field line, just stays fair. On the move is Conforto coming to second, getting a wave on from third. Little bobble out there by Dominguez and a head first slide, which was unnecessary for Conforto. And the Dodgers have an 8-0 lead on a Tommy Edman double.
And not getting any better. And Hedrick, another...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lefty versus lefty matchup. The nine-hitter, Hyesung Kim, who had quite a day. Could he end the inning before Shohei Ohtani got a third at-bat already on the game in the second inning alone? Well, Hedrick, an eight-pitch battle with Kim, four foul balls, and then this.
Pitch swung on, driven to right field, backing up Bellinger. He's got no chance of getting it. Kim, 10 rows deep, two-run homer. Dodgers, 10-0 lead, second inning.
10 runs on the board for the Dodgers before the Yankees even had their first hit of the day. Ohtani struck out after that against Hedrick, frozen on a fastball to end the second. Ohtani's third at-bat came before Austin Wells, the Yankees' seven-hitter, stepped up to the plate for the first time. Dodgers a 10-0 lead by the time Wells got a chance to start the third with a base hit to right, the Yankees' first hit of the day. DJ LeMahieu followed that with a full-count walk, so maybe some traction even in the 10-0 hole, but Jordy Bebas, who'd been hitting the ball hard this entirety of his at-bats, five at-bats to start the weekend, all hard-hit balls. Well, Bebas lined one to short, right at Kim, made the play, snuck behind Wells off second, lunged for the double play. And Wells was initially called safe, but the Dodgers won another challenge. The double play wiped out any traction the Yankees were gaining that type of day in L.A. In the fourth inning, Yankees trailing 10-0. Ian Hamilton had settled things down with an easy 1-2-3. In the third, Aaron Judge leading off against Knack gave the Yankees their first real positive result of the afternoon.
Here's first pitch to Judge. Swung on it, driven deep to left. Look it up. Is Conforto and waving bye-bye. Home run Aaron Judge, number 20. RBI number 49, and the Yankees are on the board. It's 10-1 Dodgers.
Yeah, so number 20, a complete no-doubter, and Judge showing out to begin this weekend, but just nothing to show for the Yankees as a team. It got him on the board. Fifth inning, Anthony Volpe, a full-count leadoff walk against Knack, who was cruising at that stage with a huge cushion, and Knack bounced back with consecutive strikeouts. Wells on that trademark changeup, then Knack locked up DJ LeMahieu on the fastball, and with two out, Bebas, who we mentioned has been scorching the ball here in L.A. against a team that traded him to the Yankees, a long double to right center. But with second and third after the Bebas double, Trent Grisham, an eight-pitch fight with Knack, took a changeup in there. Inner half, strike three called as Grisham was leaning off the plate. That type of day for the Yankees once again. 10-1 entering the bottom of the fifth, and you add insult to injury. Mark Leiter Jr. entered this game, immediately allowed a base hit to Kim. Then Ohtani stepping up for a fourth time in five innings. He singled to right, and Teoscar flied out to right field. But Freddie Freeman, again, we've seen plenty of him, plenty enough of him. RBI double to right, Freeman's 525th career double. He tied Willie Mays and Ted Williams. Good company. 46th on the all-time list. You appreciate the greatness, but we just want to not see this guy again. Freeman, his second hit today and fifth already on the weekend. Leiter did get Smith, the grounder, right back to the mound, held the runners at second and third, but that didn't matter in the grand scheme of the inning because it was already an 11-1 Dodger lead, and Max Muncy was stepping to the plate again.
2-1, swung on, driven deep to right, and it is off the fair pole for a three-run homer.
Wow.
They've kicked two touchdowns here, folks. It's 14-1 Dodgers. Two three-run homers by Max Muncy. Total of seven ribbies today.
And those totals for Muncy through five innings. And there wasn't a Yankee pitcher today outside of Hamilton with the two scoreless in the third and fourth, and Williams wiping out a bases loaded jam in the sixth inning of the 5-4-3 double play from Rojas, who had come off the bench. No Yankee pitcher could limit the damage. Sixth inning, one on, two out, after Judge was thrown out by Kim at second on a beautiful throw from center field. Kim moving from short to center and still having a tremendous day. And the Yankees couldn't do anything that inning either. Jason Dominguez struck out looking for a third time, all on fastballs that were in the zone, and Dominguez didn't move the bat off the shoulder. So the Yankees, you look every turn, defensive plays for the Dodgers, offense up and down the lineup, that type of individual situation, and nothing was working here at Dodger Stadium. Outside of Aaron Judge, eighth inning against Chris Stratton, no one can tell Aaron Judge to stop playing. You're down 14 runs, you're tied, you're down 5 runs, 6 runs, 7 runs. Judge isn't going to stop playing. Two hits and a homer on the day. First pitch against Stratton, got what he liked.
Fly ball deep left center field. That's got carry and kiss that one. Bye-bye. 15 rows up, easy. Home run Aaron Judge's second today. Gives him 21 on the season. Two more RBI, gives him 50. Man, he can hit.
And in case you're wondering with all the bad today, Judge, with the multi-homer day, has 21 homers and 50 RBIs entering the month of June. Last year at this time, he had 20 and 45. So he's one-upped it. He has got 21 and 50 entering June. It is just sensational. But this turned into a game down by 13 after that Judge homer, where both teams used position players to pitch. Both position players with experience pitching. Pablo Reyes for the Yankees without a three-run homer to Dalton Rushing, who had come off the bench for LA, a three-run homer in the eighth inning. And Kike Hernandez for the Dodgers, a scoreless ninth. So we talk about everything that went wrong for the Yankees. That as well, position player comes in. He had the leadoff double by Dominguez, who had struck out three times before that. Couldn't score in the ninth either. 18-2, the final score. Yankees rewind anytime on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.